The former head of school at an independent school in Lanceville has been given a 15-year teaching ban after trading online messages, including some with sexual innuendo, with someone who said he was a minor. The decision about Mark Lewis Pirati, formerly of Aspengrove School, is contained in a consent regulation agreement between him and the BC Commissioner for Teacher Regulation. The agreement said that Pirati used the Grindr website in late August last year to contact the account of a man listed as 21 years old, but who was really a man posing as a youth in order to catch sexual predators. Pirati began the exchange with the message, "Hello there, sexy," and invited the person to come for a drink. The person replied that he was 15, and Pirati asked if what he said was for real. Pirati continued by saying, "I think you are 21 and just expletive with me," and then added, "I can't connect with a 15-year-old, 21. Yes, that's who I hit up." He said he didn't want to go to prison and wouldn't serve alcohol to anyone under 20, and asked again if the person was 21. More messages followed the next day, with Pirati asking, "Do you like to make out?" and, "I've been crazy horned up since the guy cancelled last night, so don't want this to be uncomfortable." He messaged that the age of consent is 16 in BC and asked if the person was 16 or older, to which the person replied, "16 in like 4 months. Pirati responded, "Better not," and said the person should let him know when you are of age, before suggesting that the two meet, "just so you know I'm not a jerk. I'm guessing you have hooked up W older guys before," he then messaged, followed by, "I'm on my way, we can talk and go from there." They met at a pre-arranged spot. The agreement said that Pirati was sitting in his car and drove away as the person who had claimed to be a youth approached, while at the same time recording the scene on his phone. After that, the person posted the messages and the video on Facebook, and Pirati was fired on August 27, 2022. Before the firing, the school's website had a post welcoming Pirati as the new head of school that said he was bringing to the job 30 years of experience at independent schools on the east and west coasts of the United States. Pirati has admitted the facts set out in the agreement are true, and that his conduct as described was unbecoming and contrary to established professional standards, the agreement said. The agreement said the decision that was made about Pirati looked at factors like his continued sending of messages, some sexual, and his arranging to meet someone he thought was a youth after being told he was 15. It said Pirati knew the age of consent and that sexual activity with a 15-year-old would be criminal. His conduct undermines the public's confidence in the education system, the agreement said. Ian McIver, chair of Aspengrove's Board of Governors, issued a statement that the board took immediate action to terminate Pirati and notify the authorities, after learning of Mr. Pirati's misconduct in the community. Aspengrove subsequently initiated an internal review to ensure the safety and care of our students and community was maintained, and our investigation found no evidence of misconduct occurring at the school, the statement said. "We are grateful for the continued care and professionalism of our faculty and staff, as well as the ongoing support of our families and community," the statement said. "Over the last 20 years, Aspengrove has provided a transformative educational experience and we look forward to continuing that for decades to come." Jay Bell at TimesColumnist.com.